Here, getting to know Pella Christian senior volleyball player Hattie Fancher a little bit better. Hattie, thanks for joining us. And as you get ready for your senior year here and get into the flow of your senior year, what kind of schools are you looking at and what majors are you maybe looking at studying once you graduate from Pella Christian here?
Yeah, I'm looking at Concordia University in Wisconsin, and they have an amazing program for occupational therapy where I could get my bachelor's and master's in 4.5 years, and so I can just get it fast and then go right into the work field.
Awesome. And what about that major and that school specifically interest you in attending there?
Well, I knew I always wanted to go into the medical field, but I didn't want to, like, be a doctor because I didn't want to go to school for a really long time. And then I just started looking into the different kind of therapies, and I saw occupational therapy, and I was like, okay, I want to do that. And then when I was looking at colleges, I knew that I wanted to go to Christian College because that's really important to me. And then I looked at schools where I could do an accelerated program and get it in less time, and there were only 3 schools in the whole United States that could do that, and one was in Oregon, one was in Wisconsin, and one was in Massachusetts, and I kind of wanted to stay closer to home. And then I visited it, and I fell in love, so...
That's awesome. They have a beautiful campus up there, too. I'm sure that didn't hurt in wanting to attend there either.
Nope.
So getting to know you a little bit better, some of your favorite things. Do you have a favorite class here at Pella Christian or a favorite teacher?
Well, I am going to be taking woodshop this year, so I'm really excited. I don't really know how to build a lot of things, and that's with Nolan Wiersma, and he's also my youth pastor. And so I'm just really excited to, like, build things.
That's awesome. And a great reason behind it, too. Do you have a favorite holiday?
Definitely Christmas.
Okay.
I love decorating for Christmas. And I don't know. It's just something about, like, the cold. And normally it's snowy. And I just, like, love the atmosphere. Because then you can just, like, put on a movie and no one will judge you.
Okay.
So.
And you... You mentioned some decorating, some things like that. Do you have a favorite family tradition that you guys do at Christmas time?
Well, my family is a little weird, and we do, we open our presents on Christmas Eve, and then we also do, for that meal, so for Christmas dinner, I guess you would say, we do breakfast, because we're, like, combining both of my parents' traditions, but then we open our stockings on Christmas morning, and so...
That's honestly not too weird. I know quite a few people who will open their gifts on Christmas Eve, but that is awesome. Going back to a favorite thing, do you have a favorite movie or TV show that you enjoy watching in your free time?
I love watching Grey's Anatomy. Okay. Like, my mom jokes that I've watched it, like, 5 times all the way through. And I just keep rewatching it, so.
Well, as somebody who wants to go into a profession of helping people in that area, it makes sense to want to watch that type of show.
It's not very accurate, though.
No, but it makes sense that the interest would be there. So I know you've got a sibling with Jack who just graduated here from Pella Christian. What's your guys' relationship kind of like?
We're like 18 months apart, so we're like pretty close in age, and when we were little, like, we were really close because, like, we were raised, like, together, and we would always, like, do, like, everything together. But I feel like as we've grown up, our relationship, we've definitely gotten, like, farther apart, but we're still, like, close and stuff. Like, we still, like, talk to each other, and then we always play cards on Sundays. I mean, now that he's in college, we can't really do that. But when he's home, we always play 500 as a family. So, like, we still have a good relationship.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. Obviously, you both have lives that are a little bit more separate now, as you kind of said, in different classes and things like that. But as a family, I always ask all of our athletes with, being in the state of Iowa here in the rivalry, Iowa or Iowa State?
I don't really care, but my dad and my brother, they love Iowa, so then I always just lean towards Iowa because they just love Iowa.
Well, it makes everything easier at home, right? There's no rivalry that way when you're watching the games,
exactly.
Right? And so, do you have any other favorite pro sports teams? I know that you play soccer here as well. Do you have a favorite soccer team or maybe other favorite professional or college teams?
Yeah, I don't really watch. I watch some pro soccer, but it's mainly just the U.S. women's team. But my dad and my brother, they like the Seattle Seahawks. even though they're not that good anymore, and the Cubs, but I don't really care.
I'm a Cubs fan, so I can respect that answer. But that's a good thing. If you were to pull up your music playlist or whatever, what song do you feel like would show up as probably the most played song in your playlist?
I don't know. I listen to a lot of different music, but I just started listening to Lion. I don't remember who it's by. It's a Christian song, but it's, like, really hype. And so I like to listen to that.
Okay. And, you know, you mentioned you listen to a lot of music, you know, and maybe not know on a song that's maybe your most played, but what's maybe the most played genre of music in your playlist?
I would definitely say pop. Okay. Like the... I don't know.
Yeah, do you have an artist or two within pop that maybe stands out the most to you that, you know, you like a lot of their music?
Not really. I kind of just listen to whatever pops up on my Spotify.
Okay. Okay, nothing wrong with that. What is your most prized possession, and why is that the thing that you hold nearest and dearest to you?
Ever since, like, middle school, I saved every single card and every, like, handwritten thing that I've ever gotten. And so that's in a box in my closet. And, like, periodically, I like to go through them. And, like, I just, I don't know. It's just cool to me to see, like, what other people have written and stuff. So.
That's awesome. I love that. And, you know, another question that I like to hear the answer to here, it's like your go-to midnight snack. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be the midnight snack, because I know that during the school year, you're not always staying up till midnight, but what's like your go-to late-night snack?
I love to snack on like cookie dough.
Okay.
I mean, it's probably not the healthiest, and normally I just make it with eggs, so you never know, but I love just snacking on raw and like frozen cookie dough.
Cookie dough is a very good snack. Mm-hmm. One final question here for you, Hattie, and is that, are you active on social media? And if so, what would maybe be the app that you're most active on?
I am pretty active on social media. Like, I have accounts on, like, almost every platform. I'm definitely not on social media a lot, but I would definitely say, like, Snapchat. Because I just, like, that's how me and my friends communicate, is through Snapchat, so...
That's awesome. Hattie, thanks again for letting us get to know you a little bit better today, and best of luck this volleyball season.
Thank you.